Welcome back, college best friends. This is our third take.
It's been a hot second.
It has been a hot second. You know, Ryan, this time last take, we had Josh yelling through my door saying that he was getting ready to make dinner. No, that he's starting to make the food. You know, I can't fault him. He's making me amazing mashed potatoes.
Oh, we stand mashed potatoes.
I have great housemates, and Rachel's going to make us some good chicken.
Yes.
By us, I mean the housemates, not you. I'm sorry.
I don't live here. Again, contrary to popular belief.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
We saw Sophia during fall break.
No, winter break. Wow, this is, I'm sad. That's crazy.
Yeah. So much for being recharged over break.
Nope, didn't recharge at all.
Lost and confused.
Well, I lost a week of my winter break.
Oh, that's true. So we were on break. But then we saw each other over break for New Year's. So then we recorded an episode impromptu. And then we were on break again. And now here we are. And it's been our first week of classes.
True fact, we actually attempted to do an episode of our show on New Year's Eve at a party we were at.
Yeah.
And we recorded it. And Sophia lost the footage.
Oh, my gosh. I lost it.
It was some good stuff, guys. We asked some good questions about, like, what people were looking forward to next year,
this year. Yeah, but it was all our friends at the party.
And they were all
smashed.
Drunk. Yeah, smashed.
So I don't think anyone would have actually wanted to listen to it. I think they would have gotten really annoyed. And
I feel like they would have loved to hear us do a drunk. Comment or text us if you want us to do a drunk.
Just email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com.
Because we'll do it. You know I will.
We were going to do that for one of our episodes. And then I think it was the last week of the fall semester.
Yeah.
And that's the week that we didn't podcast.
We were supposed to.
I was like, you were leaving.
I left earlier than I was supposed to, and she was tired.
Yeah.
Again, we're still a mess. We're still
a mess because it's Saturday and we're recording not Thursday.
Yeah. So this year this semester we'll try again to post on Thursdays because Sophia and I have a class right at the end of the day, and we have class so we can.
This week it was the first week of
class. We just wanted to watch Game of Thrones.
Oh my God, I just started Game of Thrones.
Yeah. After
I was against it for so long.
For no reason. She was against it for no reason.
It's so mainstream. It already has so many viewers and fans. It doesn't need me.
But then she watched it, and she's like, we need to watch Game of Thrones every 5 seconds.
I hate it so much, but the world will surely end if I don't watch the whole thing.
That's a true fact. It's a true fact.
So, yeah. So, yay.
Yeah,
we're back. I'm happy
Did
to be
you
back
miss
with
us?
You.
I'm happy to be back. I've already seen you.
I know, but
we're back
I
with you in this
you.
Sense, yes.
Yeah, we're back in my room recording.
Yeah, we
back
are
in our
Sophia's
studio.
This is our they would think this is a studio, right? Would you guys think this is a studio?
Maybe.
No, it's not a studio.
It's my bedroom.
It's a one bedroom apartment.
That's
no, one bedroom. It's just a one bedroom apartment.
It's in a house.
This is a house.
There are stairs. It's in a
Oh my God.
What is wrong with you?
I went to bed last night at like 3 AM. I'm still
Why were you on another date?
No.
Oh no.
No.
You were just out last night. Oh my God. During the week, Ryan was out on dates until 3 and 5 AM.
The person that I'm seeing currently is a doctor.
Oh my God, he's a doctor.
Yeah.
My boy's seeing a doctor.
I've seen a doctor, yeah. It's a fun time, but the schedule is kind of...
I literally... Whatever, honestly. This doctor is going to make more money than we're ever going to make.
That's so true.
So, rock on. Speaking of money, that's... Oh my God.
We're going right into it. I'm not going to talk about our schedule.
Absolutely not.
Oh my God.
We can talk about that maybe another time, but this week's episode is about managing finances as a college student, or maybe not managing them.
I'm laughing
so well
at a corner because she told me what we were planning on doing today. I was like, you mean me talk about managing money?
Yeah, really, both of us.
No, Sophia's very good at managing her money.
Oh, I've been at zero a number of times.
Yeah, you're not there now.
Yeah, because I haven't bought anything in a while.
Yeah, I needed to go grocery shopping today, and I was like, how much do I have? Great, enough for $13 worth of food.
No, the only reason I didn't have to go grocery shopping is because
you live in a house. I forgot.
Well, no, but that's why we'd have to go grocery shopping. But
yeah,
my friend, my roommate, housemate,
all the above,
one of my best friends, Rachel, her dad took us grocery shopping
for her birthday, right?
For Rachel's birthday,
Rachel's birthday,
because that's what she wanted. And
that's such a good gift.
And we got groceries, so. Yeah, so...
That's such a good gift.
I ate all my yogurt.
What?
I ate all my yogurt and I'm sad.
How much yogurt did you have?
I only got 3 things.
Yogurt?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I love the Faye Greek yogurt with honey. Mm, so good.
I like the... There's like the yogurt that you can like... put the crumbs into?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I have. But, like, you dip that, you, like, you pour the honey in.
Oh. It's really yummy. I feel like that's weird. Like, honey and yogurt? Is that a thing?
No, because, like, Greek yogurt is really sour.
Oh, see, so, like, I don't have Greek yogurt. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it more healthy?
I think so, but I don't...
Do you know that fact off the top of your head? We should look that up and fact check. We should fact check on this show.
I don't know. I think Greek yogurt... I don't even know. I people
because like sour probably is
people
healthier.
Yeah, right. If it's sour, it's healthier. Lemons.
Are lemons healthy?
Lemons are a fruit, so like they're not.
Can I eat a lemon just like not, as a lemon?
They're like not healthy. I mean, I think the acid would be really bad for
your teeth. Stomach. Oh, that too. Your teeth. Like it takes the white off of your teeth.
Yeah, not like the enamel.
Enamel. That's enamel. The word. We're doctors now.
Yeah. We have our, because Ryan's dating a doctor, so.
I'm not dating a doctor.
He has gone on dates with a doctor and has been at the hospital with
his When family. I say that I'm going to the hospital, everyone's like, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. I'm just going to a hospital just to see somebody. Back to the.
Oh, my God. And, like, it just happened so soon. Like, literally as soon as we got back. When did you start messaging him?
Monday? No, Tuesday, the night I went over the first time.
Oh my God, so you were messaging him and then like you just went right away?
Yes.
I wish I had that kind of like go get him attitude. I don't. That's why I am where I am right now.
Yeah.
Sitting in my bedroom with a candle and like.
Sophia could have that kind of candy attitude because she's perfect.
Oh God, stop. But I don't know. I just don't like that. Like the Tinder, the whatever, the Hinge.
I don't know any of those apps.
Yes, you do.
I don't know Hinge. What's Hinge?
Oh, I thought you had Hinge.
No.
I don't know. I see ads for it all over Instagram.
There are ads for, like, you, especially because, like, I have a dating app. Like, on my Instagram, it'll be like, try this app. And I'm like, I don't need more apps for myself to feel less liked.
Right?
I do have Bumble.
Yeah, so, like, I don't have any of those.
It's like, I don't need more apps to make me feel like I'm not wanted.
Right?
Because sometimes I'm swiping through Tinder, and I'm like, ooh, this person's cute. And then I won't match with them. And then I'll swipe so much that I run out of people in the area and none of them have matched with me.
Oh my God.
Or you'll swipe on your ex and they won't match with you either.
Well, do you want them to match with you?
No, I wanted to like swipe and be like, oh, like.
Like, oh, haha.
Haha, we're exes. And it didn't happen.
I'm sorry. Well, maybe they were just like scared. Maybe it's not like, oh, they didn't even want that with you. Maybe it was just like they didn't know the protocol.
The protocol was swipe right on me because I'm attractive.
Oh God.
Sorry, that was...
But they've been there, done that, Ren.
They have been there, done that.
So...
I've been there, done that.
Yeah, so you don't need to swipe right.
I don't know what?
You don't need to swipe right on them, then.
I swipe right on everybody. You know how I do. I literally, not even a joke, I swipe right on every person.
He does.
That's why. Let's look at my Tinder, how many matches I have.
Well, I had Tinder for 4 days, and I was 18, and I got 200 matches, and then I
200?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see how many I have.
I deleted it.
I think I have more than that.
Well, I had it for 4 days.
I have... 1,304 matches.
Well, yeah, because you do this all a gosh darn time.
That's a true fact.
And then, like, I don't know. I feel like I don't want, like, to see people from school. Like,
oh, it's my favorite.
Like, I don't know. I feel like I would just feel weird. But then there are, like, some cute guys that I'm like, I would want to match with on Tinder.
Then why don't you do it?
Because I don't have Tinder.
Get Tinder again. I'm downloading it after this episode's over.
No, like, I will keep you updated on my Tinder experience. But Rachel has been... deleting it and then redownloading it and then deleting it. It's very funny, that journey.
Yeah, either keep it or don't.
Well, I've been on the don't thing for like 3 years now.
Keep it on the don't thing.
Keep it on the don't. I'm going to keep it on the don't.
We're talking about money, aren't we? Yo, there's a Tinder premium that you can pay for if you want that.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's $10. Tinder premium is $10.
So, finances. So... Since I've become an adult, I've had, well, it, even honestly, since adults? I was little, I've had to pay for a lot of things on my own, you know. Yeah. My fam is, on the lower end of the spectrum of income and finance.
Yeah, but I feel that.
My parents are the best people ever, and they're cute, and I love them, and they have cool jobs. But, you know, money's just bullshit.
Money should not be a thing.
Well,
my dad's gonna hear this and be like, communism, no.
Yeah, I can't propose like an alternative system.
You can't. So money's a thing. Money's a thing.
I
wish money was easy to obtain.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
That's, I agree. And the whole inflation thing, like, crazy. And how, you know, like, stuff used to be like 25 cents or like a penny.
Yeah.
And now.
Like, gum was 5 cents. And now a pack of gum is $3.
My dad and I went to the movies and just two tickets was like $23 or $27 just to go to the movies. It was without popcorn.
It's $5 now to go to the movies still.
No, on $5 Tuesdays.
Yeah. That's still good, though.
We didn't go on a $5 Tuesday.
Oh, that's why. Okay, well, okay. That makes sense.
But still, okay. So, you know, I have work-study jobs and a non-work-study job on campus.
Yes.
Rin has,
I work at a church and I work at the polling center.
Yeah,
and then I sell myself for money sometimes.
Yeah, Rin whores himself out.
Only one time.
Didn't you do that, like, for a pack of gum or, like, a Dunkin' or something?
No, oh, so I sophomore year, I was with, I was with somebody, and, this is the person I was hooking up, and we had just started hooking up, and I was about to leave for, I think, spring break, and I didn't want to have sex before I left, and they were like, I will pay you $20 for gas, and I'll buy you a coffee from Java Joe's.
That's what it was, Starbucks.
Yeah, and I went, deal. Wow, this is sad.
Well, honestly, you gotta hustle. You gotta do what you gotta do. The summer before we went abroad, I had 3 jobs.
Yes, she did. I was in the show, and then I also worked at Dunkin'.
Yeah, I was very lucky because I had 2 paid internships. Well, one of them wasn't paid, but I got this grant from school, like to have an internship that wasn't paid. So like I got paid by the school.
I don't do that.
I applied for it. Well, yeah, because you have to apply for these things. So I guess
don't see myself doing any of that
our
stuff.
Financial tips would be, well, even
keep keep a book, like literally. Yeah. I have like online banking, so like I can see like my pending and stuff, but like my it doesn't always work. Like always, like when you put in your check, like keep aware of like what's in there, so you know you're not overspending.
Always be aware of that.
Yeah.
If you need it, there's literally no shame in getting a job.
Get a job. It's fun.
It builds character. I've been at my work study job since freshman year.
And you love it.
Oh my God, I love it. Like the work is like, you know, like I'm just filing and saving stuff, but I love the people in my office. I tell my boss all the time, I'm like, you have been the only constant in my life.
Hi, what am I? I've been here for 4 years and that's your constant, my boss?
Looking at you, I did just realize that, and I was like,
my
oh.
God, have mercy on my fucking soul.
Yeah,
what
but
am I, a pack of chopped liver?
Yeah.
That's
no,
fine.
I'm kidding. Okay, so she's one of the only constants in my life. There we go.
I'll take that.
And at first, I like thought she didn't like me.
Why?
When I was working, well, she just like didn't talk to me that much, and like it was really hard to just get to know her.
Yeah.
Now we've gotten to know her. Like, I love her, and I love everyone in the office. And now she even jokes about it. She's like, "I'm the only constant in your life." She said that the other day, and I was like, "I love you. I love you. Like, I love my office. The people there are amazing. There have been a lot of changes in the past few years. One person who worked in my office just left, and I cried. I actually cried about it.
I believe that you cried about that.
Yeah, I cried about it when I found out that she was leaving. I came home and I cried. And then on her last day, well, my last day of the semester before, you know, she was going to leave because she left in January when we were at home, I went in, I said goodbye, and I cried again.
Oh, no.
So it's actually really fun working on campus because you kind of get to know the administrators and the staff.
You also
that
don't have
at
to
your school
drive places. You can just walk to work.
Yeah, I don't have a car. So
that's true.
Make Rin drive me around.
Her car died a while ago.
Before sophomore year.
I remember that. Your parents had to drive up all of your stuff to the ML.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, I don't think I was going to take my car anyway because it was so old. I was too afraid of driving it. It's like old.
My
as
car.
Keith.
No, how old was your car?
2002.
Mine was 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keith is finally fixed.
Ryan was amazing and let me use his car to drive
my
internship. And on the second day, it died on me and I was at the zoo because we were doing an event at the zoo. And so
No, it was the second week.
It was the literal second day.
No, because you had gone on Tuesday and Thursday. No, because it was Thursday.
Yeah, it was
And that was
Thursday.
The day of my auditions.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, my car, the starter decided to just stop starting.
Is that something you had to pay for?
Yes. I had to help pay for, like, my dad and my mother were like, okay, it's going to be your Christmas gift, but, like, you also have to pay. So that was great. But Keith now works.
Okay, as long as he works and he's functional. And
I mean, he's not functional. He's going to die very soon again.
Well, now you can drive me places again.
I do,
and I will never be the one to drive it again.
Hannah, my friend Hannah, she had voice lessons that I was also supposed to go to, but didn't go to because I...
Oh, well.
Forgot.
You
I didn't
forgot.
Forget. Well, no,
she was driving your car.
My director texted, my voice teacher was like, oh, like, are you coming on Saturday? And I was like... Friday, and I was like, oh, I totally forgot. I was like, no, I'm home. Lied. Sorry. He's not going to hear this.
God.
And so she was like, can I have your car? And so she did. And I was like, you know all the rules. The light's going to flash and say check engine. Don't check the engine. Oh my God. The light's going to flash and say...
Don't check the engine.
The light's going to flash and say the brake's not working. The brake works fine.
Oh my God. Yeah, but it's slow. Oh my God. You know what I just read on BuzzFeed? I just read this whole feed about... Or maybe it was Twitter. I feel like it might have been...
Twitter's fun.
It was either Twitter or BuzzFeed.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, like, have you ever told a lie for personal gain? Yes. And I was like... All the time, like whenever you email your teacher or professor and was like, oh, I emailed it to you. Did you not get it? I've done that countless times. I haven't actually done that a lot in college. What? I did that all the time in high school.
I never did that in high school, only in college.
All the time in high school.
The amount of papers that, like, true fact. So
because I don't want to be behind in college because then it's just going to screw me. It's not going to, like,
I mean, yeah. So, like, we were in the same class junior year for, what was COPA's class called? Sex on Stage?
No, Plays on Film.
Plays on Film. We were in Plays on Film together, and we had a midterm. It was a five-page paper and a final paper that was 8 to 10 pages, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't do the midterm. I just didn't do it.
Oh, my God.
And
how do I not remember that?
Because I didn't tell anybody.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. This is tea. So I didn't I didn't do my midterm paper. And she would email me and she'd be like, hey, dude. Like, she would say dude. She'd be like, hey, dude, did you finish?
Yeah, because she's the best. I freaking love her. I have a class with her this semester. And
I've had two classes with her.
Every time she looks in my direction, my heart flutters. I love her so much.
And she was like, dude, do you have your midterm paper? And I would ignore it.
Oh, my God.
And
I would ignore it.
After two more times. She was like, hey, like, I just let me know, like, if you're going to hand it in or not, it's fine. And then I finally responded, and I was like, hi, this semester's been really rough.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I swear I will get it into you before the end of the semester. And then we get our final assignment papers. And so my senior week and, like, the finals week, I spent in the library until 5 a.m. writing both the midterm and the final paper. And I still got an A- in the class because she did not take points off.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do any of the work until the end, and I still got an A-.
I'm really upset by that. Good for you. Like, that's kind of really, like, props. But also, fuck you.
Maybe you should have done it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Sophia's always on top of her stuff.
Oh, I like to think I am.
You are. No, you very much
are. Yeah, but on top. She already looked up our homework
for Tuesday's class, and I was like, what?
Well, we're going to have a long weekend. I want to just, like, get it done and be free.
Yeah.
And also, it's the beginning of the semester. I don't want to be behind already, like, because I know I'm going to be behind.
But we're second semester seniors.
But I have standards for myself.
True. Also, again, with finances, because we're second semester seniors, we have to think about the future and jobs.
I have to apply for a credit card.
Yeah. So my mom actually texted me about, like, she's like, are you going to apply for a credit card yet? And I went, my credit's already bad, mom.
We have to build up credit so for, like, apartments and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about it today, and I'm just, like, really scared to use a credit card because I never want to be in debt.
I feel like I'm going to be, like, those people who, like, have an Amex and just be like, put it on my Amex.
Oh, my God, I wish. We have to make money first to have an Amex.
Or you can just be privileged and have your parents give you an Amex.
Oh, God.
But we don't have that.
We don't have that.
We don't have that luxury.
So I'm signing up for a Discover card.
I love Discover cards.
Well, their benefits are great.
I feel like there are good benefits for Discover cards.
They have low interest, so this is not an ad for Discover cards.
But we are being sponsored by Discover.
Oh, my God. Please.
No, we're not.
I wish Discover card would sponsor me and give me, like, a free credit card.
Yeah.
Well, no, like, to get the card is free. But then, you know.
But you have to use it.
Yeah.
And you have to pay it back.
Yeah. And so I have to, like, think about that. And
then we have to think about, like, what are we doing after we graduate.
I don't have it yet. So all I'm going to say is be smart with it. But, like, I'm going to have to take my own advice.
Again, write a book. Use your
savings.
Books.
Savings.
What I do with my savings account is I take – what is it? Oh, it's snowing. Sorry. I'm just looking at the window and it started to snow. I take 10% of my paycheck and I put it in a savings account.
I don't do percents. I just do whatever the fuck I want.
My mom was always like, 10% should go into a savings account.
I know, it should. Yeah, that is smart. I just put in whatever money I have sometimes into my savings.
I'm never really consistent.
Oh my God, I know, I should be. So last semester when I had a really consistent paycheck that was an actually substantial amount for my wonderful, wonderful internship that I miss dearly.
She loved it so much.
Oh, it was so good. PBS, if you're listening, I love and miss you.
Do they listen to you?
I don't know. I don't think they actually do, but, like,
they're
I have all of them on Facebook and a lot of their numbers, so I'm sure if I messaged them and was like, listen to my podcast, they might.
Wow, that's aggressive.
They hashtag might.
They wouldn't aggressive, but yeah, they probably will. They liked you.
But Yeah. So I'm learning that savings are really important.
And it really is hard.
It's so hard. I've constantly just spent as if I have an unlimited amount of money when I really don't, clearly, because now I'm back to my regularly scheduled paycheck from school that pays nothing. So I really have to be even more careful and not buy things. But now it's so much harder because I have to buy food. And now that we're seniors and we're 21, we can go to the bar, buy candy.
And we buy so much alcohol. I buy so much alcohol, guys. Like, I don't think you need to do that. We can't do that, guys.
No, we can't. We have to be smart with it.
Like, either buy in bulk or don't buy at all.
Is there a Costco near here, perhaps?
What's a Costco?
What? What do you mean, what's Costco?
I don't know what a Costco is.
What do you mean you don't know what Costco is?
Is it like a giant warehouse?
It's like one of those...
like BJ's?
Yeah.
Oh, then I have BJ's. I don't know what a Costco is.
Oh, my God.
I'm from Jersey.
I'm going to have to take you to Costco.
I think I can take you to BJ's and it's the same thing.
We used to have a BJ's membership, but...
Oh my God, I have a Costco, BJ's membership card.
We have Costco, and Costco is where it's at.
Okay.
So please, it's actually imperative now that you guys message us or email us at nyacbpodcast@gmail.com.
If Costco sells alcohol.
Yes, one, if Costco sells alcohol. Two, if there's a Costco in Pennsylvania. And three, Costco's or BJ's?
I think the answer is BJ.
Costco.
Okay.
So this is now a really important fight.
I don't think it's a fight.
Choose House of Stark, House of Lannister.
She cannot. Okay, the fact that she's only 5 episodes in and she's already talking like this frightens me. It really does, guys.
Oh my God, I feel like I want to look on all the fan accounts now, but I also don't, because
please,
I don't
do that.
No, I don't want to like ruin it yet, you know. I want to get
you through. Already know who dies.
Yeah, it's true.
She'll be like, oh, he dies this episode, right? Oh, no, next episode. Okay,
cool. The red wedding. Yeah,
I know. And I was like, how do you know the red wedding?
Because it's everywhere, and I'm like, and I thought I was never gonna watch it, so I was like, oh, I can just, you know, but also I can just look at it, but also I don't mind spoilers. I actually kind of like it. I like knowing what's coming. Don't like surprises.
So as I throw her a surprise party, no, I'm kidding.
I would like that.
That's my one wish in life.
For my 18th birthday, I asked one of my best friends, I was like, can you throw me a surprise party? But then I ended up like not being a surprise party. It was just like four or five of my my closest friends.
I told my suite, I said, guys, my birthday always is in the summer, and I want a surprise party this semester for my 22nd birthday. And they were like, when do you want it? Like, before the end of the school year? And I went, yes, anytime before the end of the school year. Make it a surprise. Like, wow.
Wow.
Because I won't expect it.
Oh, my God.
And Adam said, okay,
deal. I have an idea.
Well, don't tell me.
I know. I'm not going to tell you, but I have an idea. So stay tuned, and you guys stay tuned, because I can't tell you about it because Rin is always
Because I also
here.
Listen to the podcast.
So you'll like, hear about it after it happens. But anyway, do you have any other financial tips for a college student?
Don't get a TD. I like TD Bank, but there is an option that you could do at TD Bank that I rather regret that I did. There is a... something like it's one of the options that they have when you sign up for an original debit card
to your parents.
No, that if you ever run out of money and you go under, they'll like give you the money and it's fine, like you won't, like your car won't get rejected, but you'll be fined $35.
Oh my God.
And so one time I was under the impression that I had money in my account because my bank, like my TD Bank app, did not load properly, and I took out like $20, I think it was 3 times in a day. And then, to my surprise, on that Tuesday, I am negative $145.
Oh, my God.
Because I didn't realize it was $35 times 5.
Oh, my God, that's
5.
Ridiculous. Okay, so always look at terms and conditions.
Always look at your terms and conditions.
So in addition to whatever is on your campus, be it work study, non-work study jobs, if
go
they
look everywhere
brands,
else. It's everywhere.
Yeah, any place in town, like a restaurant or babysitting jobs. Oh. Also, I found all these online
things. Or WAG. WAG is a thing now, too. You can do WAG. WAG is like walking the dog walking. Yeah.
Yeah, see if you can do those kinds of things. Babysitting, yeah. WAG. Online stuff. So there's this website. I've been rejected from it many times, but I know that I'm doing it right. So obviously there's something wrong with the website, but where you can just transcribe things. And for money, like transcribe, I don't even know, like TV shows or stuff for money. Which is
I'll
what
do
I,
that.
Well, I'm trying to do it, but I've been rejected and I don't know why, because
you just send it to me and then I'll
I've
get
actually
paid.
Been really good at transcription. I've had it in prior work experiences.
Oh, okay.
Also, I looked up the ad, and I know exactly what the words are, so I don't know what their criteria are, but whatever, they're so maybe not.
I'm blown away right now, guys. I have no idea what you're talking
about. There's also, like, apparently you can watch, like, movies and stuff for money, but they think you can give you, like, 5 cents or something.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, I don't know.
Five cents is gum in 1942.
Yeah, 1942. I was like, wait a minute, not now. We already went over that. It's $3.
No, you can. I think the Wawa underneath the counter, they have those little pack, like the little one stick. It's like for 42 cents, but it's like, it's still cheaper than.
For 42 cents. But let's see. Those have mostly been the things I've done as a college student.
As for the past 4 years,
work on campus. Honestly, it really is getting a nice opportunity, like getting to know other staff and faculty that work at your school that help make your school run.
Then you have
and developing a relationship with them as well. And you don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's the lucky part. Just be in our, especially because our campus is so small, we can walk places.
Yeah, I think that would be my top recommendation.
Yeah.
Also, don't spend like you have an unlimited amount of money if you don't, because that will get you into trouble.
You'll be a Ryan Connolly. Don't pull a Ryan Connolly.
Yeah, you'll have negative $145.
Pull a Sophia.
And only make it to zero at times.
Only make it to zero.
I remember one time I was at 79 cents.
I've done that. I've gotten to 18 cents actually before.
And I have a lower meal plan this semester, so I'm like, Mom, can like I have some money, you know, because I have a lower meal plan.
My dad
so you're saving on
money,
that. Yeah. So that kind of stuff. But
no, what y'all should do
if I need anything else, gotta kind of pay for it myself.
And like also if like you're friends with people who have like a higher meal plan than you, ask them to swipe you in. That's what I do for everybody. I swipe everyone in because I have gold.
You have gold?
Every year I've had gold.
I only had gold until sophomore year, and then
I have gold every year.
Oh, I have bronze now.
I literally I swiped in Eliana Rosine every Tuesday and Thursday for lunch.
Actually?
Yeah, every day. And I still had 46 swipes left at the end of the semester.
Somehow I had like 70 swipes at the end of the semester.
What the fuck? No!
And like,
go to the dining hall more
GQ
often.
Dollars.
I run out of GQ money so fast. Also,
I had to buy UGQ a number of times last semester.
And I have $400 in GQ money.
Oh my God.
Right now I'm actually at 372 already.
How?
It's been a week.
How have you spent like $30, $28?
I don't know. Do the math. 400 minus 3 minus 28.
Minus 72. 400 minus 372. That's 28.
I'm not a math major.
Oh my God, did I actually do math?
I think you did right.
You think it's right?
I spent that much money because I bought a coffee every day this week.
So, moral of the story.
No, that's not true.
I bought you a coffee.
No, you've not. How dare you? I only.
Yes, I have. I bought you coffee so many times.
Not this week. Not this semester yet.
Oh, not this week. No.
That's what I meant. No, she's
bought me. Oh, we were just talking about this week.
Yes.
Okay,
Sorry. And so, like, I only got coffee on Tuesday and Thursday. And then I went to GQ.
Oh.
A lot. Especially when I'm drunk. I've been drunk most of this week.
Your eyebrows are looking very good.
I was told I have great eyebrows.
By who?
By a married couple. Yeah, it's fine.
Oh.
It's okay.
Well, that's for another episode. Stay tuned for an episode on all of Ryan's sex
capades. Oh, be prepared for that because that's going to be a tea session.
I'm so ready. I feel like I could list a lot of
I feel
sex
like that's
capades.
When I should be drunk when I tell these stories.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Email us.
Comment if you want Ryan to be drunk when he talks about his sex stories.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited for that.
I think she knows all of them.
I probably do. But I want to hear you listen.
I mean, I was going to tell my number. I can't do my number.
Moral of the story of this podcast.
Save money.
Save money. And don't transfer from your savings account all the time. Because
I've been doing that too. Yeah,
I got locked out of my account because I transferred from my savings too often.
Yeah.
And I got locked out of my account. I had to make a whole new account.
Are you joking?
No. But this happened, I think, after my freshman year.
Oh, okay.
And hopefully I don't spend that much now. But yeah, so just always read the terms and conditions. Know what you're doing.
Know how much you put into the account and how much you're taking out of the account.
Get as many jobs as you have time for that
will not kill you and affect your time of work.
Exactly.
Your school work, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Of course I did.
So that is what it's like being a college student. And
who is still struggling to keep yourself like afloat.
And we're also going to have to pay off student loans in about
6 months.
No,
we start paying 6 months.
11 months.
That's what I meant,
Because we pay... No, a year, because we don't have to pay until January 2020. Ooh, we still have a year to go. Nice.
The thing is, I'm trying to do the Disney College program, and they pay us in...
Oh, my God.
They pay us in little crumbs.
They're like, here, fetch, a la John Mulaney.
They're like, go, get it yourself. And I'm like, okay, it's fine.
They're like, oh, you want a scrap? Here's a bone. Go get it.
I've never watched John Mulaney.
That's not what he says, but like, I'm
I watched the
like,
one, the comeback kid.
Oh, God. So stay tuned. We're going to watch all of them.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the best. All right. Wow. Well, we are signing off.
Are we signing off, guys?
Yeah. We will see you next week and hopefully be a little more consistent.
Yeah. We're definitely, this semester, because we don't have anything after our class, we're going to do this.
What do you mean? We have rehearsals.
At 7.
Okay.
We're done at 4:45.
Oh, okay. I see what you mean.
Right to my house. We record it. We're done.
Great. Go team. All right. So go team.
You'd be expecting a podcast. Yeah, every week.
Yeah, here we go. That's our New Year's resolution.
That was our New Year's resolution.
I've already broken the one about drinking coffee.
I broke the resolution about saying no to things. I say yes to everything still.
All right. Well, we still have 11 months to go.
Yeah, it's not February yet.
Stay tuned. Farewell, college best friends.
Farewell, college best friends.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.